The United Nations Security Council expressed its full support for the weapons inspections team in Iraq after a briefing from team leaders Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei. Security Council members expressed confidence in the inspection team's work to date. The United Nations top weapons inspectors told the Security Council today, after 6 weeks of inspections, that there are no indications yet that Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction. But the weapons inspectors said Baghdad has left too many questions unanswered. The lingering doubts about the sincerity of Iraq's arms declaration, submitted on December 7th of last year, led members to conclude that Iraq is not sufficiently cooperating with the inspection team. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte says the declaration represents a deliberate attempt to deceive by omission.
We considered their declaration to constitute a further material breach. We are not the only ones who have commented on Iraq's lack of proactive cooperation today. That I think virtually every member who spoke on this subject talked about the importance of not only having a legalistic approach, if you will, to the inspection process, but proactive cooperation on the part of Iraq is required. In other words, just providing access is a not sufficient condition to constitute active cooperation.
Mr. Negroponte insisted that Iraq must answer outstanding questions about its weapons of mass destruction. It is not the UN inspection team's obligation to provide verifiable evidence of disarmament, he says, but Iraq's. Syria's ambassador, Mikhail Webe, says that Iraq is complying with UN resolutions.
Everybody knows that Iraq accepted 1441, committed to 1441, and as well cooperating as referred by Mr. Blix and as you listened to him and to Mr. Baradei. So I don't know what do they mean with the proactive more than this proactive cooperation.
Inspectors Blix and El-Baradei will return to Iraq on January 19th. They are scheduled to present a complete report on their findings to the Security Council on January 27th. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower at the United Nations.